second hour of the Props Cut Main Report and Call for Main Modeler. It's, what is today? December 17th? Yes, it is. Okay. And joining me is one of our favorite guests, Artie Johnson, who knows his horror like the back of his hand. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on around that harbor. First, we're going to take a quick look at the weather, though. What you can obviously tell anyway. Listen, today is going to remain partly sunny, high in the lower 30s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight mostly clear in the evening, and later on becoming partly cloudy, about 16 degrees. And the wind out of the northwest, then. Chance of snow tomorrow afternoon, brisk, high in the mid-20s, and another chance of snow in the evening. Chance of snow on Sunday, so snow here, snow there, could be. And let's just take a quick look at the, what we got for weather right in the bay right now. Because it's, kind of the whole point of the matter. We say here, so the, weather looks like it's, you got, about 10 knots out there out of the west-northwest. Waves were a foot high and 8 seconds apart. There's 34 degrees, so a little bit above. Why? Because the water is 41 degrees in top. And, 43 degrees as you head on down in. So, it's not too surprising with this southerly flow of water on the very top, and then as soon as you're 10 meters down, it's a west. Quickly swoops around to a north current below that. And so that goes there. Anyway, we've been talking a lot of different things so far today. You know, Jess's Market is a very important seafood place here, both buying and selling.
Sure is, because I sell to Jess's Market once in a while.
He says he tries to keep the quality very high, and it must be a tough thing with fresh fish, because, you know, it's gotta be caught, and it has to be cleaned or treated immediately as soon as it's caught. It's a little bit different with lobsters. You have to keep them alive and happy.
And he buys locally, which is nice.
Yeah, that's an important thing there. And, so, what about yourself? Who do you sell your own product to?
Lapses that I had, I sold to Jess's Market.
Yeah?
and I've failed people, you know. I've dealt with them for years. When Jesse had the market, I dealt with them.
Sometimes makes you wonder if, you know, because he sells them around the country, I guess, by
shipping all over the
world. Right, so he's great sometime if somebody said, yeah, we were there in Pretoria, South Africa, having some luck. Tell Artie we really liked him.
Robin come from the breakwater.
I think it'd be great if, as I keep hearing it, almost to the point of putting a little, you know, a barcode on every lobster, but anyhow, it's not quite like that, but it's, but you guys are having to be a lot more clear, at least some people are, about exactly where they catch things and so on, right?
Well, they have some kind of a deal going now that you have to keep a certain percentage of the fishermen have to keep a logbook on where they caught the lobsters and when they caught them and how deep was the water they caught the lobsters in and the area and everything.
So that can be pretty useful information to have, but at the same time, guys aren't all totally keen to be telling exactly where their best catches are.
It's kind of like a secret sort of.
I remember the trial survey had that problem too. These guys didn't want these reports released showing that there were huge hauls of lobster here or there. People tend to listen to that stuff, and first thing you know, you get competition right at your back door. Has there been any ice at all in the harbor yet?
No, I haven't noticed any ice to have it, but on Chicky Lake, there was a thin coating of ice.
Is that right? So that's common, folks. Ice fishing is gonna be here at some point. If it stays below freezing like they're talking, the weather here, the synthesis won't help with it.
Starts down to south end. Read that Lemon's Cove is one of the first places where it usually starts, but I don't think it'll start there right off because there's still, they've been dredging down there, so.
That's right. And, so that's going to be a new place for schooners, I guess, to move into. I think there's either three or four schooners that's going to at least the spots down in there. So where would be people be getting in and off of them? You know, there's, would they have to go past the sewage plant, or
I think so. I think the city's gonna reach some agreement with them so that they can use part of the city land. Just doesn't seem the most romantic way for people to get on a scooter. It's like, especially in the summertime, it's probably 90 degrees, you might get a little smell down there. I saw there is a little put-in place on the other side of Lemon Cove.
Yes, there is.
The FMC side of it.
Yeah, there's a guy that's got a private dock there. He's got his boom right there. Passes Coast Guard certification. If he gets decent lines, yeah, you know, he'll let him. Yeah. Makes you wonder, where would he go? Where would the good faith go anyways?
I don't know. That's
your guess, good mind on that one. Go out there, put a new name on, slap, come on in and say, hey, hi.
That, you know, Zach Alliancement must be pretty good because he hasn't gone anywhere in these times we've had. He stayed right there.
It hasn't dragged him at all.
No, it hasn't dragged him, so, you know, and it hasn't sunk, so.
That's something you got good bumps on, dude. Let me ask you now, you know, you fish in the harbor so long, have you ever gone hook fishing for, like, fin fish in the harbor?
I've flounder, what's the wild mackerel?
Yeah,
because Rockland used to have a lot of flounder, especially up the north end, because it's all mud bottom on the front end where they pump out the boats, fish and all bait.
Yeah.
And I used to catch some good sized flounder.
But not anymore?
There are a few, but no good size to them. They're smaller. Smaller flounder.
Just must not be enough food to them.
Well, they clean the harbor up too much. The sewage plant, you know, it's a
new one. You hear that, folks? Too clean.
Yes.
Going past the harbor, throw your fish heads in there and whatnot.
Well, you know, years ago, before they had the sewage plant, I mean, there used to be a lot more lobsters in the harbor. But it's cleaned up so much now that there's not so many lobsters as there used to be. They like to felt on the bottom and stuff, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, it may be felt to us, but it's just food for them or food for the worms they eat or whatever.
Yeah.
And, there must be some way to, well, actually, the other thing is that you feed them. You and everybody that fishes there.
Like the other day, a guy wants some lobsters. He says, give me some lobsters. He says, but don't give me any of those sewer lobsters. It's caught half an hour. I says, okay. I says, I catch around the breakwater. You've caught sewer lobsters for a caught in the harbor.
Oh, no!
Yes!
Sewer lobsters.
Yeah?
God. Well, you know, because it's funny, people look for brand names for years for their things, like Plaquemine Fresh.
Yeah,
you know, the crawfish.
Yes.
Rockland Sewer Lobsters. Send this to your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
But the better lobsters are caught out in the deeper, colder waters. And there isn't that a taste you can tell the difference.
Really, people tell me about the difference in scallops.
Oh yeah, just like you can tell the difference with that Canadian or American lobsters. You definitely can tell the difference.
Really?
Yeah. And I wonder, can tell the difference. Like some stores have tanks and they're treated with special kind of salt they put in, and you can tell the difference between them lobsters. Lobsters caught up. Okay, because the ones that are in the salt area, they've been breathing it long enough to take on that flavor. Well, I could come up with sort of designer flavor lobster. It's like, what would you like your lobster to taste like? You have this tank of like, cinnamon. So the lab is pretty quiet right now, and probably will be to probably go match. Anybody doing scalping? There's been a guy that's been dragging a few scallops in the harbor. So he's found a few of them. He's finding a few of them. Well, that's good, because, when I was talking with, Jamie there, Jesse, and said, that's the big riddle is what happened to the scallops, 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago, something really fell apart. Because, the best scallops, the diamond scallops, they like the diamond scallops. Was it because they pick and choose? The biggest scallops all the time.